The following is a paid political telecast sponsored by the Democratic State Central Committee.
Friends, you can understand me when I say election to the office of Attorney General would mean the achievement of one of the highest political honors and responsibilities which can come to an Iowa lawyer. I must say, however, that whatever happens to me in this campaign, and whether or not L.E. Plummer, as an individual, ever serves as Attorney General, is not of monumental importance to the people of Iowa. What is of importance is that responsible two-party government be restored to Iowa. One-party government, no matter how dedicated men of that party may be, and both parties have dedicated men, is, and by the very nature of its creation, has to be and become bad government. Every evil rampant in the world today has been brought about by a series of adventures and misadventures in government by which people put too great stock in one super party, presented to them on a super patriotic basis. The bad features of the one-party government, minimized by tremendous volumes of propaganda and virtuous advantages proclaimed for it by endless fabrications of repeated big lie techniques. This has been the world travail. We have a concept of government of the people, by the people, and for the people. In order to have government by the majority of the people, and to provide for the rights of the few against the pressures of the many, a deliberately cumbersome system of checks and balances has been developed. The main checks and balances occur in the separation of government into its three divisions: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. These are among the constitutional checks and balances. Just as important and complementary to the checks and balances found in the Constitution is the two-party system. This two-party system is the method by which competition, the heart and soul of wholesome progress, is brought into government. Competition provides good government. Positive action results. On the other hand, negative action results from one-party rule. Monopoly in government is monopoly in its worst form. A don't rock the boat, do nothing philosophy causes paralysis to set into government. As a consequence, it is always a case of too little, too late, and never do anything until it has to be done. Greater and greater party degeneration sets in, and the consequent and attendant government degeneration sets follow. It reaches a point where a party attempting to maintain popular belief in its own perfection does not dare admit any shortcomings. Only a few years ago, bad treatment in the boys' training school at Eldora resulted in a mass escape of the inmates. Institution brutality resulted in a step backward and a building of a prison on the ground instead of a step forward and the placing of emphasis on rehabilitation of the children confined there, instead of their punishment as in a penal institution. This was the single most reprehensible act of any government in Iowa has been guilty of. By placing the blame for institution brutality at the door of children as young as 10 years of age, instead of laying the blame at the door of the administration. Friends, I say to you, there's only one way, and it is a sure way, you can have a good look at your institution such as Eldora and at the inner fabric of your state government here in Iowa. And that is by the election of the Democratic ticket and a Democratic Attorney General on November 2nd, who will not be embarrassed, I pledge you, to take a good look at any institution, board, commission, or any other area of government in the state and give you firm, fair, fearless, and impartial enforcement. Thank you, and good night.
The preceding, a talk it's by Mr. L.E. Plummer, was a theme.
The 1955 Pontiac. It's an all-new General Motors masterpiece. It's all new from the ground up. See it Friday and Saturday, October 29th and 30th at your Pontiac dealer.